After speaking at length about the need for cultivating brotherly love, the Rebbe said the following: I would like to make Hasidim aware of this and request this, that Hasidim should become more bound up with each other, more caring about each other. Any Jew should be cherished, and especially so among Hasidim. Nowadays it can happen that one does not come to hear of a joyful event in another's family for 3 months. May the Almighty grant that you should all be enabled to give good tidings and to receive good tidings. Having been raised on the yeast of Avos Yisrael, on the love of a fellow Jew, Temimim in particular and Hasidim in general ought to be warmer, must be warmer. The dominant spot in one's attention should be occupied by one's fellow. His joy is mine, my joy is his. When the news reached Lubavitch that Rebbe Elchanan Morozov was freed from conscription to the Tsarist army, his fellow chassid Reb Hendel danced about the courtyard with a sing-song, Chanya is free! He then walked straight into the study of my father, who always held him in high esteem, passed on the good news, and then, I was there to witness this scene, danced around exuberantly. My father stood up from his chair, laid his hand on Reb Hendel's shoulder, and when they had danced around each other a few times, he said, For this, I will now share with you an exposition in Hasidus. Hasidim ought to hold every Jew dear, and especially Hasidim and those who are Hasidic stock. Each man ought to help his fellow in every way possible, though help should always be extended discreetly, in order to spare the recipient any humiliation. Likewise, one needs to know how to rebuke one's fellow, not increasing his anguish. He already knows his shortcomings, and his heart aches over them, but rather showing him warmth and bringing him near, first with a finger, then with a hand. And then, when one is quite alone, one should shed a tear over the other fellow's imperfection, and should say a little Tehillim for him. Ample in thought, sparing in words, prolific in deeds, and the one to be worked on is me. Such was the mettle of a chassid of bygone years. A certain Rebbe, this was of course before he became Rebbe, asked a question of a certain Rebbe at Yechidus, and received the following reply. Your task in Avodah is to work on yourself until another senses it, until the afflux of Nozlim becomes more generous. The peasant who brings his wheat to the mill to be ground thinks that it is a spout at the outlet that provides the flour. The miller knows that if you want flour at the outlet, you have to fill up the funnel at the top. Provided, that is, that you fill it with wheat, not sand. If you stoke the mill with sand, you don't get flour. One's chassidus therefore needs to be without compromise, so that the piece of bread that reaches one's fellow should be life-giving bread. Chassidus demands that not only that one should hear, but that one should cultivate sensitivity, to be sensitive to godliness, sensitive to Torah, sensitive to one's fellow. By their opposition to Hasidim through deeds or words after the old style, today's misnagdim are causing distress to the souls of the departed Ga'inim, Zecheinu Levracha, who are in the lands of life. It is written, Al tiskar lanu aveinois rishenim, do not bring to mind our former wrongdoings. Souls in the world of truth experience intense regret over the past, for having allowed themselves to be led by fomenters of dissension and slanderers of Hasidim. Those who now raise opposition to Hasidim and spark off controversy are thus causing anguish to the souls of the departed Ga'inim. May God bless his people with peace. The Rebbe told the young men standing near him that he had heard something remarkable. The ice had carried away the bridge. This is what had happened a few days earlier on the frozen Dvina River. The Rebbe then proceeded to explain his meaning. When I heard this, it occurred to me that a bridge should be fearful of cold. That cold can, God forbid, break a bridge. Listen well, young men, for you are the bridge between the children and the adult generation. Remember that a bridge needs to be guarded vigilantly against destruction, God forbid, by cold. Keep yourselves warm with the study of Torah and the observance of the mitzvahs, so that the bridge should remain sound. May the Almighty grant that everyone keep to the right and may he make their way prosper. It brings me great joy to hear that people gather together for group study. There is sowing and there is planting, and both are needed. Sowing represents the study of Nigla, the revealed levels of the Torah, and planting the study of Chassidus. In this way, roots are struck deeply, roots that will benefit one's children's children. The same is true of brotherly love, and of the comradely talk exchange between friends. Make yourself strong, my friends of the Hasidic Brotherhood. Let each man help his brother to set aside times for the study of Torah and for the meeting in the comradeship of Farbringen. And in the merit of our forefathers, the Rebbes of blessed memory, may the Almighty help us all, together with the entire house of Israel, and make us worthy of hearing glad tidings, both materially and spiritually.